Okay, hope everyone is having a good week. And so I think we finished up this sugya, so I wanted to give a quick chazara share on it. Hopefully, it won't take too long, but it happened to be that actually, when going through it, there is a lot here, and so I think it's important just to talk about the large models of what we're trying to create in the lamdas and then put down in some of the shittos and the details. So we were talking about a topic that was a little bit agav, what we've been learning so far in Gittin, not about Get, not about Shtaros, but about Kiddushas, Eretz Yisrael. And so for this Chazar Shir, I think we really just have three sections. First, we have the background on how we started talking about this topic. Then we have the Shittos, or what I like to call the different models of Kiddushas, Eretz Yisrael. But we're going to really combine that with the Shittos. Then we have like a few nafkaminas, but I don't even know if they're nafkaminas as much. Whereas they're really just like things to kind of think about or things that fit into the mahalchim we've been discussing. I don't know if we would call them nafkaminas per se. So in terms of the background, the first section, so the Mishnah, we'll say, the Mishnah begins by telling us the din of b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, and because of that, decides that it's important that we should know what are the borders of Eretz Yisrael and what are the borders of Chutz La'aretz, because legabe the din b'fanei nechtav, it's very important as a nafkamina. So the Mishnah lists all these different areas, which it says is then the borders of Eretz Yisrael. But all the Rishonim are very bothered, because it seems that based on the list in the Mishnah, there's conflicting evidence in other areas of whether it be Tanakh or Gemaras. So how do we reconcile the list in the Mishnah with the list given in other places? That's really the question that we're trying to deal with, and how we got into this topic in the first place. So the gateway into this whole sugya was Tosfos' comment regarding Akko, which Revi was getting like very excited about. Tosfos gives a lot of different answers. Other Rishonim give different answers how to reconcile Rekem and Cheger and Ashkelon. We are going to focus on this one comment of Tosfos, which really brings us into the whole sugya. Because the Mishnah tells us that Akko is outside of Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara tells us that the Chachamim would kiss the rocks of Akko. And additionally, the Gemara tells us that when there's an Isser Yitzia from Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz, so when the Chachamim would go and bring people out from Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz, they would stop in Akko. They would say, "This is where we leave you. We can't go past this border." So it sounds like from there that in some ways Akko has something to it. So says Tosfos, not only does this make it sound like Akko has something to it, from the fact that we see that the Chachamim are kissing the rocks of Akko and that they're not leaving Akko, it must be that it has full-fledged Kedushas Haaretz. What we pointed out is that Tosos is assuming that if there wouldn't be full-fledged Kedushas Haaretz, there would be no reason to kiss the rocks of Akko, and there would be no Isser Yetzia from Akko. That's Tosos' assumption, and that's really where we began this whole sugya. So is that clear? That was really the whole gateway into the sugya, as I'm calling it. So now let's see where does this bring us in terms of different models of looking at Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There are really three different perspectives you could take when it comes to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Number one is the all-or-nothing model. That's one extreme. Either Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh, or it's like Chutz La'aretz. The other extreme is to say no. There are really two different models, or two different expressions of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. One is the Kedushas HaKarka, and the other is the Shem, or the Makom of Eretz Yisrael, which is not necessarily related to the Kedushas HaKarka / Mitzvos Tulios HaAretz. In between that is that, yes, the Mitzvos Tulios HaAretz do impact the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, but not entirely, in that the opportunity for the Mitzvos HaAretz could upgrade the Kedushas HaKarka, but that doesn't mean that without the Kedushas, without the Mitzvos Tulios HaAretz, that there's no Kedushas HaKarka. That was sort of the middle view, which we'll talk. So let's see the Shittos before we start asking some questions. So when it comes to the first extreme, which is that Eretz Yisrael is all or nothing, in that it's either Kadosh or it's Chutz La'aretz, so that was clearly the opinion, or the assumption rather, of Tosos. Because we said, according to Tosos, if there's no Kedushas HaKarka, there's no reason to kiss the rocks of Akko, and therefore we see that if not for the Riboy HaMitzvos, if not for the Kedusha, it must be there's nothing at all. Another Shita, which seems to hold this way, was the Tosfos Rid, who says that the Gemara in Gittin talks about Kinyan Akum Lafkia Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the Tosfos Rid has a comment which says that if you sell land to a non-Jew, and therefore that's Mafkia, the Mitzvah Tulias Haaretz, So it's considered like chutz laretz. So again, this is an indication that if not for the mitzvos atlius aretz, the land is seen as chutz laretz land. And also, we'll discuss later on the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch, which also seemed to be in this view. Okay, so that's the first one. Now, the middle view is the view of that in the middle of the two extremes. When I first portrayed them, I did one extreme and another extreme to the middle view. Now, when I'm going through the Shittos, I think it's better to go, one, two, and three. If that makes sense, right? Okay, just because I want to end off with the Rambam. That's like the crescendo with the Rav and Rav Rosenzweig. So, the middle view is that the potential for mitzvos hatluyos haaretz creates like a special opportunity, and that means that even in the absence of those mitzvos haaretz, there's still kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it's not like it's not to its full extent. It's not the full expression of that kedusha. So a shita who holds that way would be the Maharitz Rita of Rav Chaim Cohen. Rav Chaim Cohen in Ksuvos says that because there's no mitzvos hatluyos haaretz, we're eino noheg the mitzvah of yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. Because you don't have the opportunity to be muzhar on all of the onshim in Eretz Yisrael, or to fully realize and benefit from the mitzvos hatluyos haaretz. And since we don't have that, we're not noheg the mitzvah of yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't say that Eretz Yisrael, therefore, nowadays is considered kechutz laaretz. He just says, there's no mitzvah chiyuvis of moving to Eretz Yisrael because there's no mitzvos hatluyos haaretz nowadays. Similarly, Rav Rosenzweig was reading the Sifrei this way. The Sifrei says that the mitzvos in chutz laaretz are only in order to make sure that the lashon is kishechazru lo yehe aleichem chadashim, which makes it sound like the mitzvos in chutz laaretz are for practice for our eventual return to Eretz Yisrael. We don't want it to be totally new and foreign to us when we have to start doing the mitzvos again. So some people were very bothered. Whoa, it makes it sound like the mitzvos and chutz laaretz are not inherently sanctified. They're just practice for something at a later point. They're practice for Mashiach. But Rav Rosenzweig wanted to say that that's not what the Sifrei is telling us. Of course, the Sifrei believes in inherent value of mitzvos even in chutz laaretz. What we're learning from the Sifrei is that there's an added dimension to even the mitzvos hagavra that we do in Eretz Yisrael bimos haMashiach. And that's what the Sifrei is saying, that when you're not in Eretz Yisrael, those mitzvos hagavra are not, they're not realizing their full potential. They're not the fullest extent possible. And so we continue to do them in chutz laaretz, not because they're not important, but because we don't want to forget what it's like to have that sort of Eretz Yisrael sort of perspective on the way we do mitzvahs. So again, it's not saying that without mitzvahs, we're losing, some sort of kedusha sakarka. We're just saying it's not the same exact point of Rav Chaim Cohen, because here we're not talking about like actual Eretz Yisrael itself, but this is just a way of showing that in the absence of Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, the kedushas Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, so there's something lacking in the mitzvos, and therefore, that's a perspective on not on the actual mitzvah of yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, but it's a perspective on how we look at the connection between mitzvos and Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
Is this a little bit how Rebbe wanted to read the Rambam based on
Kira? Yeah, yeah. Well, it sounded like from that one that was more like the Tosfos extreme.
Right.
That like
Rebbe wanted to mitigate it to say this.
Right. You could. Right. Exactly. I didn't want to put that in this section because I think Rabbi was saying we don't read the Rambam that way. If you just took that Rambam, it could be read in one of those.
If you take the Rambam all the way, then it seems like it's Tosfos.
Right. I'm saying Rabbi really wanted to say that that's, you can't read that Rambam Kipshuto because you have all these other Rambams also. So.
Can you say that Rambam in the end would fall in category two?
Yeah, probably. I think so. Yeah. So, I didn't get to it yet, but I think it would fit into that section. Did you have a question, Ariel?
Just the fact that you, I think there would have been two different ways in order to formulate this category. Like, you could have said it was either the mitzvahs haaretz had an additional layer of kedusha versus, I think, the way that you formulated it, the she was to create a special opportunity that was in order to allow you to include the Sifri in that under that rubric, as opposed to
I think so.
The more limited version.
Yeah, I think so. I could be incorrect, but the way I was, Rebbe just kind of mentioned the Sifri, but I thought it fit into this part of the structure. That was my understanding of it.
But the Kafir B'Parach also goes here?
So that I'm not so sure about. I put the Kafir B'Parach at the end because it doesn't really fit into any of these three models. It was more like, I think it was kind of like a foil to like the first extreme. I mean, like Tosfos, whereas Tosfos invests all their efforts into the Kedushas Karka, the Kafir Perech totally dismisses it and says, no, no, no. The only difference between now and then is Derabbanan versus Deraisa. Really, everything's about Shem Eretz Yisrael. We didn't really flesh that out, but so I think it's more of like a foil to Tosfos.
Of course, it depends on how, like, technically or fundamentally you read the Sinim, either the Mitzvahs or Pirates, right?
Right, exactly.
Something else. Does that mean like entirely technical and really all the Kedushas there, or does it mean something like the second approach where there's more Kedusha when there?
I don't think it's like the second approach either, because the second approach, like Rav Chaim Cohen says, that the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael is determined by our ability to do the mitzvahs Hatulis Haaretz, whereas the Kafir Parach saying the mitzvahs Hatulis Haaretz are really trivial, or not trivial, I don't want to use that word, but that's kind of what he says, and really it's a
other external things.
Yeah.
It could be that that creates another layer of Kedusha, or not.
You could say that. I don't know. I don't know if Rebbe was saying that.
Rebbe was definitely not saying that. I think he thought that it was entirely technical.
Yeah.
I think you could have pushed it this way.
Yeah,
Rabbi Kresk is also going to be in this category. Could be wrong, but
so
Rabbi Kresk must.
In the Maskana, I think in the Maskana it's more like Tosfos, or maybe I don't know. It depends how you read. We'll get to. I'll call it the Ritva, but we'll get to that soon. I don't know. It seems like even Lemaskana, Rebbe was trying to say that there are differences in different aspects of Kiddusha and Eretz Yisrael. Like you have different levels.
Like doesn't. The case of Mokar Abdo in the Ritva means that in a place where there's mitzvos hatulios, there's more kedusha.
Yeah.
Even though there's also kedusha in a place that doesn't have mitzvos
hatulios. Right, exactly. Meaning that sounds like the third view. Because
I'm not understanding the second view.
So I'll give another example of the second view that I was going to mention is, let's say, the Megillas Esther. Hopefully this will clarify and I'll try to explain. So the Megillas Esther says that the reason the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is because we can't implement those mitzvos during Galus, right? So he's not saying like the most extreme read of the Rambam or the Tosos Rid or Tosfos, which is like they're mamish kechutz laretz, or like we'll get to the Minchas Chinuch, who says in between Bayis Rishon and Bayis She'ini, Eretz Yisrael was kechutz laretz. That's very extreme. So they're not saying that. The Megillas Esther saying, no, we still have Eretz Yisrael b'sman hazeh. The Kedushas, you know, Eretz Yisrael is still there. Just during Galus, you can't necessarily, or not even just during Galus, when you can't have all of the mitzvos hatulias haaretz in play, you can't realize the full aspects of Eretz Yisrael in its entirety. That's like what Rav Chaim Cohen is saying. That's what I think the Megillas Esther is saying. And it's not as extreme as saying that without those mitzvos, you don't have Eretz Yisrael. It's just saying, like, let's say it as follows. Normally, Eretz Yisrael at 100% capacity is functioning with mitzvos tzlius haaretz and Sanhedrin and kiddush hachodesh and all the dinim we're going to talk about. And when you lose those mitzvos haaretz, so it's not like at 100% capacity anymore. It's still there, but because you're functioning at less than 100%, maybe there's no chiyuv to go to Eretz Yisrael, like Rav Chaim Cohen says, or maybe you're not going to count it as a mitzvah. And therefore, maybe some of the dinim won't apply. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think this goes back to the question I was asking before, which is like depending on how you formulate the middle category, whether it's just based on there being some like special opportunity versus there being a particularly elevated level of kedusha with makom that then it's essentially as far as applies.
Right.
So in the latter case, like I think that I had asked Rebbe about whether Rebbe Kreskes did fit according to that definition, I think he thought that it did.
That one.
If you were to expand the category, though, to include the Sifri, then presumably your being
right.
Falls out.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Okay. He said. Rebbe said that.
I think I asked Rebbe
that the Ritva
Rebbe Kreskes would fit into the middle or the second category that we're discussing. I think he did said that it does.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So maybe. Okay. We'll see. So because I wasn't sure. I'm going to mention it in the third one, but what's complicated is that a lot of like the heavy lifting is in the Havam, you know, so it's unclear, like, Lemaskana, what he holds.
Also, it's hard to compare the Ritva and Chaim Cohen. Chaim Cohen's going to say this to the point where there's no Mitzvah Dira, where it impresses, you know, of course,
right, yeah.
There's for sure Mitzvah Dira, even in a place where there's no
right, exactly.
Less Dira.
Exactly. Yeah. That's I didn't think like it was going to be necessarily in that middle view, but I don't know.
It could be they hold the same din, but they move the goalposts. Meaning they both hold that, you know, not having the missiles.
Just what does it affect, you're saying?
It down, just for time context, it takes it down further.
Right.
So, like, they might hold could the be. Same beam, so just
right. They're going to hold it different. By the way, it could be just to be, like, fully honest, that Rav Chaim Cohen could also be read differently, not like the Maharit, just like that literally, like Tosfos in our Gemara says, which is that without the mitzvah of Tulias Haaretz, there's no Kiddush HaAretz Yisrael, and therefore no mitzvah yeshiva. It doesn't sound that way at all. He makes it sound like more technical, like the Maharit is reading it, but Rebbe did mention that there are two ways to read it, so I just forgot to mention that. But yeah, definitely important. The Maharit made it sound, he also said there's a tshuva for Rav Chaim Cohen, that's mashma, that he's reading it the right way. But, okay, so that's, again, the first category, without mitzvos haaretz, there's no kedusha. The middle category is there's still kedushas haaretz, just it's not at its full capacity, it's not fully realized, there's no special kedusha without the mitzvos, and there's something lacking, therefore, and that might affect some of the dinim of Eretz Yisrael, or some of the things that are dependent on Eretz Yisrael. And then there's the third category. And the third category is really to be mechalek between two different aspects of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. One is the Kedushas HaKarka, and the other is the shame or the makom of Eretz Yisrael, or what some Rishonim referred, what Rebbe thought was referring to as the Chiba of Eretz Yisrael. Because the Ramban takes on Tosfos' assumption. Tosfos says that, as we started off with, Tosfos assumes that if not for the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then no one would kiss the rocks of Akko. And the Ramban says, not so fast. What are you talking about? It could be that there's no Kedusha Skarka. There's no Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. We Paskin, Kedusha Rishona is not lost at Lavo. It was Mavatel as soon as they were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. However, even though that Kedusha was Mavatel, there's still a Chiba which remains. There's still something that is not ever gone and is always ever present, which is the shame Eretz Yisrael, the Makom of Eretz Yisrael. And so, there could be, the Ramban says, Kedusha le'inyan samdinit. The Ramban, in fact, says that this Kedusha le'inyan yeshiva vidira. And that's why, it reminds us of the Ramban who says that the Rambam should have counted the mitzvah of yeshiva Eretz Yisrael in the Minyan HaMitzvos. Because the Ramban believes that, yes, there's no Kedusha nowadays, or after, Chorba Bayis Rishon, but there's still a mitzvah, le'inyan yeshiva vidira. And, That is connected also to the Ramban in Megillah, who said that, yes, let me back up. The Gemara in Megillah says that the Mukavas Choma, that the Gemara in Megillah always refers to, which have a different din of when Kriyas HaMegillah is, that is determined by the Mukavas Choma B'Yemos Yeshua Ben Nun, which is very strange, because the Ramban says, we paskin that Kedusha was Mevatel, so why should any din depend on Kedusha of Yoshua? And he says that it's to grant Kavod to Eretz Yisrael. And it's a similar thing. Why are we granting Kavod to Eretz Yisrael through the borders of Yoshua, through the Mukafas Choma of Yoshua? Because when it comes to the Chiba of Eretz Yisrael, that's where it comes from. It comes from the Kedusha Rishona, which Yoshua established. And if that's the case, so of course the Chachamim would kiss the rocks in Akko, even if there was no Kedushas Karka, because there's still something there. There's still something to that place. And that's why maybe there, even Le'inyan, the Isser Yetziah, it doesn't apply to Akko because it's still part of some aspect of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the Isser Yetziah isn't connected to the Kedusha Sakarka. It's connected to the shame Eretz Yisrael, the borders of Eretz Yisrael, right? So that is the Ramban. And that's really the first person who we saw who really distinguished between these two ideas. And the Ritva also, in a similar way, had the same idea. He said that in order to answer the question of Tosfos, we could distinguish between Chiba and Riboy Mitzvos, or the Kedushas HaKarka. But then the Ritva ends up saying, I don't think that's such a good pshat, though. Or he says, we're not going to say that for real. However, what Rebbe was being medayik from, which is what led to this whole complicated discussion on what the Ritva Rabbi Nekreskes holds, is that later on, the Ritva has a confusing line. Should I read it inside, maybe? Should I find it? Maybe I should find it. It was just a confusing line. Because the Ritva says, okay, when it comes to the kissing of the rocks in Akko, so I could give this answer of distinguishing between the Chiba and other parts of the Kedushas Karka, let's say. But Miko Mako Makati, and then he says, I don't like that so much. And then he continues and says, Miko Mako Makati Kasha, Tahala Kama, Parag Misha Aksu, Kiav Mipatre, Abana Mehadadi Ba'ako, Havi Mipatre, Mishum Da Asr Latzeis Bin Aretz Lachos Laretz. Right? So the Chachamim, when they would take leave, so they would stop in Akko in order to make sure that they didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. So then the Ritva says, so that implies, by the way, sorry, that implies that Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael. So how is the Mishnah telling us it's not? So says the Ritva, V'ilu lo haisa b'kivo sheni, had Akko not been part of the kivo sheni, hechi mepatri sham, tzichi hechi de aser latzeis min aretz, lechutz laaretz, hacha nami aser mikivo sheni lekivo shrishon ledidon, de kaimelon, de kedusha rishon, lo kitcha elo l'shaita. So the Ritva says that V'ilu lo haisa b'kivo sheni, had Akko not been part of the kedusha of Ezra, so hechi mepatri sham, how would they be able to go to Akko? Because just as it would have been Usr, or just as it is Usr, to go from Eretz Yisrael to actual Chutz La'aretz, so Rebbe was reading that though as, just as it's Usr to go from Akko to Chutz La'aretz, meaning because what was the Gemara talking about? The Chachamim not leaving Akko, right? Meaning that their final stop was Akko. So, D'chihechi de'Usr la'aretz min ha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz. Just like it's Usr to go from Akko to Chutz La'aretz, which is what the Gemara is talking about, Hachanami Usr Mikiva Shein Lekivish Rishon. So you're also not allowed to go from a place that was Kedushas Ezra to a Makom which was only Kedusha of Yoshua. Yeah.
I haven't seen the
Ritva
in a couple of days, but didn't the Ritva only go back in a second shot? I mean, he gave two ways. He said, first you can make Alek between the Kedushas, the Karka, and say the Chiba.
Yeah.
And you say that anywhere that had, that obviously it always says the Chiba, just the Kedushas Karka, is only the place which is Kibush Babel.
Oh, you're and saying then, he was only Dochak.
You're right. And then he said, no, and he said, or you can maybe say that the Kedusha, that really there's only
Chiba. Right, but then he doesn't go that far. You're right.
There's only Chiba, the place which is also the Kedushas Karka, if there is also Kedushas Karka, but like the interim period, there'd just be Chiba about the whole thing.
Right, right.
And he's only retracting the second. So I don't think you even need to say.
You think he was only.
I think he said the Zello nearly,
meaning you think only on the end.
Only on the end, yeah, because he goes further. But the first one is still true, and I think that's the answer.
Right, no, so that was a Rebbe was saying that even here, he's definitely retaining that idea, but he's maybe even taking it a step further, or not a step further, but it's Lishitaso. Right, okay, fine. So I think you're right. And Rebbe was saying that Lishitaso, the Ritva is clearly distinguishing between different levels of Kedusha. Because what is the Ritva saying? That there's an Isser Yetziah from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, but then there's also an additional Isser of Kivush Rishon to Kivush, or Sheni to Rishon, which shows that there's like a level of Eretz Yisrael Kivush Sheni, then to Kivush Rishon, and then from there to Chutz La'aretz. And that might, again, show that there are like different aspects to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. I guess you could say, because there's no Mitzvos Ha'aretz in the Kivush Rishon parts, so then maybe that's why it's not as kadosh as the Kivush Sheni parts, but okay, I do hear that. Yeah, Kiva.
I thought Harebi explained, could be wrong, was that Mastana about the Isser Latzeis is a reflection of the Ritva's Havamina in a less intense way. The Ritva's Havamina was that there would only be Chiba when there was Kedusha in a time when there was Kedusha. Let's say Yoshua Shania. So there's only Chiba in places that Ezra captured, but not in the places where Yoshua captured. Now there is this, okay, too far. But there still is a difference in Chiba between Kedushas Ezra and Kedushas Yoshua. Rebbe was medayik that because Ritva says Kidehi, meaning it's the same machayiv of the Isser to leave from Kedusha Shania to Kedusha Rishona as it is to leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So what's the Isser leave from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz? It's because you're being like mazniach the chivas ha'aretz. You're saying Eretz Yisrael is not so chavish to me.
Right, so the same thing with two to the one.
The levels of chiva are different. Not necessarily because the levels of kedusha are different.
No, not kedusha. Meaning like the shame. I think you're right. Okay, sorry, I should have explained this better. I didn't get into the whole what you're talking about. Also, okay, let's just. I think you're right. So let me say it so that everyone, you know, is part of this. You're definitely right. And Nisanel, you're also definitely right. Sorry. The Ritva says that to answer Tosfos' question, it could be machalik between chiba and kedusha, like the Ramban says. But then he says, okay, but maybe I could give a potential answer for Tosfos. And that havamina is to say that the only kedusha which exists is when, not the only kedusha which exists, the only time there is chiba, absent kedusha, is when there's chorva, right? So when there's chorva, you're right. Then there's chibas haaretz, you know, wherever there was chorva. But once there's kedusha, which is reinstated, like when they came back in the times of Ezra, so you can't say that the chiba is going to be retained in the old places. It's only going to be tofes in the new places, right? Which makes a lot of sense. Meaning, we are uncomfortable with an Eretz Yisrael which is absent a chiba, which is why it's definitely not in the first view. Right, and the Ritva is not saying the first extreme, that once they were kicked out, there's nothing left. We don't like that idea. There can't ever be chiba gone from the world. There has to be some expression of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even during Shas Chorban. But maybe when they came back, so it makes sense to then express that chiba in the places where there's Kedusha. Because after all, the chiba is connected to the Kedusha in some way. Then he says, like what Nisanel said, I don't like that. I'm not going to go that far. But then, as Akiva was mentioning, so this part of the Ritva, which we just read, does seem to still reflect that Havamina. Because why is there a drop-off? We can understand that there's a drop-off or an Isser from going to Chutz La'aretz to Chutz La'aretz, but why should there be that same Isser when going from Kivash Ole Bavel to Kivash Ole Mitzrayim? Or not Kivash, but you know
what I mean. Said because you
would right, we, but we're not... No, we're not saying that. Right, but... which, I think is what Uriel wanted to kind of say.
Meaning, what Rebbe said is you could have retained in the Ritva that leaving from one place of higher Kedusha to lower Kedusha is bad, and then leaving from a place of Chiba to not Chiba is bad. But it's Mevor in the Ritva because of the Kihechi,
right,
that they're both about Chiba.
Right, I think, exactly. And therefore, because the Ritva, Rebbe was saying he's kind of like retaining this Havamina, that there's still a Chiba. No, that's not the Havamina then.
More intense Chiba where there is Kedusha.
That, right. Okay, fine. Yes. And therefore, when there is more Kedusha Sa'aretz in the places that the Ole Bavel conquered, so then there you should remain there and not go to another place like the place that the Ole Mitzrayim captured, came and took over. That was the point in the Ritva. Okay. So, yeah. Sorry that wasn't so clear. Yes, that's not.
Just asking on Kiva. That's what I was saying. How do we know that leaving from Aristotle, the Chutzlaretz, the problem is Kiva, meaning?
It seems that is the assumption in Tosfos. Like, where else would you grab this?
I think because.
I can't say the mitzvah, so I can't say the problem with leaving Aristotle to.
Because Akko is mad that there's an Isser Voxis.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Meaning, if the Ritva's whole answer, I think what you're saying if the Ritva's whole answer to say what Tosfos isn't saying is to distinguish between Chiba, and meaning the Isser Latzeis is dependent on Chiba, according to the Ritva. That's how he gets out of Tosfos' question.
It has to be that way. At the time when the Gemara was talking about Isser Latzeis, there was no
right. Right. So, now, let's talk about the Rambam through the eyes of like both the Rav and Rebbe. So, according to the Rambam, this is where we most saw this distinction between the Kedushas Karka and the Makom of Eretz Yisrael, and now we're going to be able to pin down what does that actually mean and what do the different dinim depend upon. Because the background is that the Rambam paskins Kedusha Rishona was Mevatel. And so we wouldn't really expect at first glance anything to ever depend on the Kedusha Rishona. It's gone. It doesn't exist. I think, in fact, I could be wrong. Maybe I shouldn't say this off the cuff. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure the Gemara Megillah even asks about like Kedusha Rishona, or maybe it's Gemara in Chulin, and it's like who cares? Like my dehava hava. And I'm pretty sure the Gemara has that in either Chulin or Megillah. I can't remember. But the point is like it even if that's not true, it certainly is perplexing if we would ever find something in the Rambam that would ever depend on Kedusha Rishona because it was Mevatel. But we do find, all over the place, in various dinim, the Rambam does invoke Ole Mitzrayim many times. So, for example, the Rambam says that Smicha can't be outside of Eretz Yisrael. But then he says that Lagabi, this din, the borders of Eretz Yisrael depend on the Makom Ole Mitzrayim. Interesting. Then the Rambam says, when it comes to Egla Rufa could only be in Eretz Yisrael. But then he says, V'chein le'evar yardin. So which one is it? Is it in Eretz Yisrael only, or is it also including Evar Yardin, which was certainly not part of the Kiddusha of Ezra and the Ole Bavel? So, yeah.
Have you ever discussed that? Rabbi kept alluding to a Ravid.
He alluded to a... Well, I think the Ravid on that Rambam says that. No? He said... Where is it? I think it wasn't... Say that again.
Yeah.
I think... Where was that? Here. Here, where is it? No, I think it was on that Rambam. And Rebbe thought that the Rambam helped. Where is it? Oh, I didn't put the Ravid here. I think it's in Rotzeach Yod Aleph. No?
I don't know. I don't think we ever read it out loud this year.
No, I don't think so either. But Rebbe mentioned the Ravid, and I think he was trying to say that the Rambam...
There's a Ravid in Shemitah Aleph.
Could be. I thought it was. Oh no, there's no Ravid here. Oh, Dal Chavchas here. Here it is. Eri Yana. Maha Yitzar Chaviyu Mekam Chomer. Yeah. Hari Lo Echziku Olibav Avachin Surya. Right. I think Rabbi assumed that the Rambam held the way. He said it's vague what the Rambam holds. He said, "Oh, I think the Ravid says it," and then he didn't say it, and it must be the Rambam holds the same thing. But he definitely assumed that way. Yeah. So the Rambam seems to expand Egla Rufa to Eivel Yardin, despite in that very halacha saying Egla Rufa is limited to Eretz Yisrael. And then another example of this is that the Gemara says that you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh in Chutz Laretz, because if the Gadol Hador is in Eretz Yisrael, right? It's not like proper to Eretz Yisrael to do that. And the Minchas Chinuch wonders what the din is in the case of Ones. What if you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh in Eretz Yisrael for some reason? So he quotes Tosfos. Tosfos says that in the case of Ones, it's mutter to be Mekadosh Chodesh in Chutz Laretz. How do we know? Because Baruch Ben Nuria did that in Yechezkel. So the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand Tosfos' Raya, because that example of Baruch ben Nuria and Yechezkel was during Shas Chorban, in between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. And during Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, says Ben Chasrin, there was no Kiddusha Eretz Yisrael. There was no mitzvos. He says, there's no difference between Shara Ratzos and Eretz Yisrael. He says it like explicitly, like it was Mamash Chutz Laretz. And so there being Mekadosh Chodesh doesn't tell you anything about when you actually have Kiddusha in Eretz Yisrael. So clearly, the Minchas Chinuch, first of all, is assuming that without Kiddusha Sa'aretz, Kiddush HaChodesh could be in Chutz La'aretz. But also, he's assuming that Kiddush HaChodesh should depend on the Kiddusha HaKarka. That if there's no Kiddusha HaKarka, so you could do Kiddush HaChodesh wherever you want. Okay. And then, we saw that there's another example of this, is the Parhal and Davar Shel Tzibur. Because the Gemara in Horios says that when it comes to a paral and davar shel tzibur, there are two different models, I guess. One is where everyone messes up, and then Beis Din brings the par for on behalf of all the people. But then there's another time where everyone messes up, and then all the individuals should bring the korban themselves. So the Gemara says, how do you know when to do what? So essentially, the Gemara says when Rov Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, you bring the paral and davar shel tzibur al pi Beis Din. But if not, then every individual would bring. And that's based on the principle that Kahal Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael, Nikr Kahal. That when the Jews are in Eretz Yisrael, we are considered a unit, and therefore Beis Din has the ability to bring on behalf of everybody at once. Whereas if not, if Rov Yisrael is Eino, Be'eretz Yisrael, Eino Nikr Kahal. So then we're not a Kahal if we're all in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore we all have to individually bring Paralam Darvas Tzibur. So the Minchas Chinuch says that where are the borders lagave this din? When we say Kahal Yisrael, Be'eret Yisrael, what is Be'eret Yisrael? So the Minchas Chinuch says, yeah, it must be only the places Sheyach Ziku Olei Bavel. only those places. Is that true? So that's really the question. Because the Rambam keeps mentioning Olei Mitzrayim, he mentions it for Smicha, and he mentions it for Egla Rufa. And so maybe it's not necessarily true that the Minchas Chinuch is right in these other places either. Meaning, we wanted to suggest that when it comes to something like Trumos and Maestros, things which are connected to the Tvua, things which are connected to the land, the mitzvah, the peros, things which grow from the land, so that depends on the Kedushas HaKarka. And therefore, when there's no Kedushas HaKarka, those things will be, like the Rambam says, Medirabanan. Even though, those things will be Derabanan, right? But there's another aspect to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That secondary aspect, that second aspect, is the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And those things are not about the Kedusha of the soil. Those are connected to the nation. Eretz Yisrael is the national headquarters of Klal Yisrael. And if that's the case, things which relate to the embodiment of Klal Yisrael or have the national interest of Klal Yisrael and are very important to Lagabi, those dinim, will be determined by the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the Shem Eretz Yisrael is going to be determined by what the Rav thought, at least, the coming into Eretz Yisrael and establishing the first borders. And once that's established, that never goes away. It can't be forsaken. Even if we get kicked out and the land and the Kedusha is Mevatel, the Shem Eretz Yisrael is still retained. And so Smicha, right, which is certainly about, like we mentioned, it's the connecting to all of Klal Yisrael for all the generations from Moshe and beyond. So that's going to relate to the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And so it's not going to depend on what we conquered when we came back from Bavel, but the Olei Mitzrayim, the original conquest of Eretz Yisrael that set up the original borders of the Jewish state. Secondly, Kiddush HaChodesh is not going to be like the Minchas Chinuch says. It's going to be dependent not on Kedusha Sakarka at all. It's going to be dependent on the Shem Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, maybe Tosfos did have a good raya that Baruch Ben Neriah doing Kiddush HaChodesh in Chutz Laretz does show us something about the nature of Kiddush HaChodesh in a state of Ones, because even though there was no Kedusha Sakarka at that time in between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, there was still Shem Eretz Yisrael. And Egla Rufa, yes, in Eber HaYarden, you could do Egla Rufa, because who says that Egla Rufa is connected to the, it's not anything connected to the soil at all. Who says that it should be related to the Kedusha Sakarka in any way? And so maybe it's going to relate to also this more national interest of Klal Yisrael. And that might also be the Pshat in Paralam Darvar Shel Tzibur in Nikra Kahal, that when it comes to the Jewish nation, and the national interests of our headquarters and all of those dinim, so that, you know, that's going to depend on the places Sheikh Kivshu Yehoshua. Yeah.
All this based on the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin?
No, I mean, first of all, it's not just the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin. There's a few things. First of all, I think there was a few proofs. First of all, it's not just the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's very Tamua Rambam. We know Kedusha is Mevatel, and yet the Rambam invokes it. Like, you can't read that Rambam and not be shocked. Then he says the same thing by Egla Rufa, right? He says Eveli Yarden. You do Egla Rufa and Eveli Yarden.
Well, right, those are. Okay, fine.
Because right,
he doesn't say Eveli Mitzrayim, he just says Eveli Yarden.
Right, okay. I mean,
now,
but
you can't be following Oli Bavel.
We know that the Oli Bavel were not Hechaziku, that area.
Right, but he doesn't say, like, Akko and, like, the north where they were, where they were not safe, or just say Bishan.
That's true. But
like, this theory doesn't explain that.
I mean, you,
theory,
yeah,
you
I think.
That when he says Eretz
yeah.
Yisrael, not Allah, he means all those places. Right, so he says Eretz Yisrael instead of Olei Mitzrayim.
Okay, I don't
think. Yeah, because when he says, let's say when he says Olei Mitzrayim in Sanhedrin, he doesn't necessarily mean Eretz Yisrael also.
So the point that the Rambam doesn't even say it in.
It's very Tamua in Hilchos Sanhedrin.
Right, so it's Sanhedrin, and then Ritzayah.
And then also, I think Revi was very happy with the Rambam's formulation, Hilchos Bikurim, because the Rambam says, you know, Trumas and Maestros are like Deoraisa, and for like 20-something halachos, 19 halachos, you think that this is Doraisa, which is not true, because the Rambam tells you, oh, by the way, it's all Durabanan because the Kiddush Rishonu was Mevato, and there's no Bias Kulchem. So we can't have Kiddush as Eretz Yisrael nowadays. And I think what Rebbe was trying to show from that is that, like, even though, yeah, we can't implement certain things because of Bias Kulchem, in absence of that, that doesn't mean that Eretz Yisrael is nothing. There's still a shame Eretz Yisrael that is retained.
Was that question in the Rambam of whether, like, the Mississippi's the Aretz or the Slim Bib, Gopakarka are not, would be noni in Gule Ole Mitzrayim with Bias Kulchem?
Say that again?
If you had Bias Kulchem, is it clear in the Rambam that it would still be based on Kishishinia or Mitzosa Slim Gopakarka?
Yeah, the Ram says the reason we can't implement this is because we don't have Bias Kulchem.
Right, but is it clear that would only be banned in Kishishinia? And therefore,
what do you mean?
Meaning, we're trying to suggest that there are two different sets of dinim, right? There are the dinim that are totally in, like, you know, the the headquarters of Klal Yisrael,
right?
It's like they're saying it versus things that are, you know, based on like Kiddush HaKarka. So things that are Kiddush HaKarka would be Kiddush HaShniyah, whereas, you know, things that are about the national homeland or the headquarters of Klal Yisrael would be based on Olei Mitzrayim.
Okay.
So, like, we definitely have, you know,
you're saying, how do you know Bias Kulchem doesn't connect to Kiddush HaRishona?
Yeah.
Because it was Mevatel. We know it was Mevatel. It has to be Mevatel in some way. What? You passed it as Mevatel. You can't say it's not Mevatel.
So
the Chiddush is that it was Mevatel Lagabe some dinim and not others. You can't say Lagabe all dinim, once you have Bias Kulchem, we go back to Kiddush Rishona. I don't think that's possible.
I don't know. I mean, like, I just don't know that the Rambam is, like, so explicit that Shrimus and Maestro are probably on Ule Kiddush Shnia.
Where's the Rambam?
Was it Aleph? Or did we quote the one in Trumos and Maestros? No, I think it's Bikurim.
That's awesome.
I think it's Bikurim Aleph Chaf Ches, right?
Bikurim, no, that's Truma Aleph.
Oh, it's Truma.
Bikurim would be the Challah one, no?
Yeah. Because he has some interesting stuff there also. Also, if you learn a little, like, there's some of the topics in Challah. And the Rav Chaim's there, he also has a very similar, Rav Chaim seems to say similar stuff about Trumas and Maisos versus Challah and Bikurim. Okay, yeah, it's Aleph Chavav. Hatrumim is manas Eva Afilu b'makom sheikh ziku olei bavel. And he says it. Afilu b'yamei Ezra eina mina Torah ela midivrayan.
Right, says all of it's midivrayan. And that the kind of mitzvah.
Meaning, even though it's b'makom olei bavel, which he thinks still has kedusha.
Right, in every time there's kedusha there, and even so, there it's only d'rabbanan. But it's not clear that the din d'oraisa wouldn't be shayach in everywhere. It says
And then he says Eretz Yisrael hamura b'chol makom he. And then if you keep reading, he says, this is where he paskins, Kol Shechzi Olam Mitzrayim, V'nis Kacha Kiddush Hashona, Kim Chigalu Balu Kedushasan, Chikidusha Rishona, Lefisha Haisam, Ebnei Akivish, Bilvad, Kitcha L'Shaisa, V'lo Kitcha L'Asad Lavo, Kim Chalu B'nei Hagola, V'echziku B'mixas Aretz, Kitchua Kiddusha Shnia. I mean, he's telling you, like, this is his presentation of Trumas and Maisos, and Mitzos Haaretz, is where he paskins, Kiddusha Shnia is Lasid Lavo. So I don't think you could say he holds Kiddusha Rishona is gonna be determinant for Mitzvah Saras. He's saying here's Trumos Maestros, they're only knowing in Eretz Yisrael, and then in Halacha Hey, he's like, and they came back from Mitzrayim, they were Mekadesh the land, and then they got kicked down as Mevatel, and now we go based on Ole. When at the Afil, meaning even though these places have Kiddusha, it's still only Midirabana because it's a lack of Bias Kulchem.
He's saying even Bimei Ezra. Even if he didn't, there was.
He says, even the Gemara says Bimei Ezra was Midirabana. I think he says it, no? Yeah, but Afil Bimei Ezra ain't a Minatora.
The primary difference from the placement of the Kiddusha, of the whole Kiddusha discussion in Shemos. Like, he's not.
What? Say that
again? I mean, you're being with Dying from the back of the Rambam place.
I mean, he says, what is Eretz Yisrael? He says, and in Halacha Aleph, Ein Nogin Min HaTorah Ela Be'Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Now in Halacha Beis Gimel Dalet and Hey.
But when he defines Eretz Yisrael, that could be referring to Kedusha Rishona.
Right, but then,
right, it is. And then he tells you it was Mevato. But then he's telling you it's Mevato.
No, it tells you that the Kedusha is Mevato. He says that Eretz Yisrael Shel Kol Makom is, what was that?
He just says, he doesn't tell you. That's what Halacha Hey is. He's telling you in Halacha Hey, this is Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, and what's Eretz Yisrael?
He says, Kol, I mean, he says it here. Velo, he says it explicitly. V'henicho samakom shikzi behem ole Mitzrayim. V'lo tzu behem ole Bavel. K'shahayu. V'lo patri min atruma maises. Yeah.
Go back to Halacha Beis.
Right, meaning in order.
But that's the definition of Eretz Yisrael. So it's not.
That he's telling you Kivish Ram versus Kivish Yachid. That is not. Meaning he's saying in order to be Makadish an extra area of Eretz Yisrael, you need Kivish Ram. That's a different halacha. That's what that's about. Meaning he's trying to say Surya is not going to be part of Eretz Yisrael midoraisa.
Because there's that Surya is going to be part of Eretz Yisrael.
Because David, I mean, that's Daf Tes. So, I don't know. I don't think he's. I don't know. I don't think the Ram is entertaining that for at all. But I think what he is trying to portray is that even though he's like misleading us, but Rebbe said yesterday, like he's not misleading us because he's presenting it at there is still Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, even though we can't implement things nowadays. That's kind of like the. I think the important aspect of this whole. But either way, if you don't like that, I think the Rambam in Sanhedrin, I think the Rambam on Egla Rufa and Hilchos Ratzeach, I think there are other Rambams too. I just don't think we saw all of them. There is some evidence when you look at like Chala versus Trumas Maestros, and you learn some like the Mishnayos there, that the Rambam holds this way. Also, I could look back at some things, but. But I think that I don't think it was all based on just like the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin. And even if it was, I wouldn't be so uncomfortable because I think it is a very tamua Rambam, and I think it's convincing.
I think it's a compelling read of the Rambam. My question is more of like, if you think that Rebbe thinks that Truman is very that Hilchos Truman is very clear, but if you didn't think that Truman was very clear, then you wouldn't know the machali between dinim that appear in Trumos and ones that appear in Hilchos Sanhedrin. You think that they're all the same thing. You need some motivation to say that there are certain dinim that are telling Shishnia.
Right. Well, once you say that the Rambam paskins Kedusha Rishona Lola Asid Lavo, it was Mevatel, so then how are you going to say what you're saying? That, meaning you have to be. The Chiddush. Meaning once the Havamina is. The Kedusha Rishona is Mevatel, so now everything is gone, right? The Chiddush is that Le'inyan some dinim it's not. So you can't tell me Le'inyan all the dinim it's not. The Chiddush, and it's based on the Ramban. The Ramban saying, no, even though the Kedusha was Mevato, there's still some things that remain, like Chiba. So we're saying that in the Rambam essentially also, just applying it to the Dinim that the Rambam himself applies it to. So it's not like such a crazy stretch. I think it's a bigger stretch.
I'm not saying it's a crazy stretch. I'm just saying that like if you accept that this is referring to Trumas and Maestros, that when the Rambam said that there are some Dinim which are probably in Kedusha Shnia, that's talking about Trumas and Maestros, then obviously you want to be Mechalik between Kedushas HaKarka and
right.
related to the headquarters of Klal Yisrael. But if you didn't accept that diuk in Hilchos Trumos, then you wouldn't necessarily draw the lines between Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha Shnia.
I don't think that's
a viable read of the Rambam. Okay.
Right. I don't think it's a diuk. I think this is what the Rambam he's saying that.
Okay.
He's saying So now just to get to the last portion, some of the like the nafkaminas, I guess. When it comes to these topics. So first of all, how do we understand the condition of Bias Kulchem now that we're talking about it? Right. So one perspective on Bias Kulchem is that it's some sort of external ikuv, let's say, to implementing the mitzvos haaretz. But another way of saying that is that it's not an external ikuv. It's rather the fact that there is no Bias Kulchem means that there's like a muted Kedushas Karka, which is kind of like the second... Maybe that second middle view we were charting before, and I think I could be wrong on this. I think this is connected to the Avnei Nezer we were saying yesterday, who asked on the Megillas Esther, because the Megillas Esther says, why didn't the Rambam count the mitzvah of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael? And he says because we don't in Galus we can't you know, we can't count that as a mitzvah, because without the mitzvah sa'aretz, there's no mitzvah of yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. And the Amnesis says, I don't understand. There's a lot of things that we can't implement nowadays that the Rambam does count as a mitzvah. We have Truma, we have Meiser, we have Bikurim, we have all the mitzvahs of Tulias Haaretz, all of Hilchos Rime, that we don't have nowadays, and yet the Rambam counts all of those. So now all of a sudden when it comes to Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam decided not to count that one. So it could be, though, that the answer to that question is that the lack of Bias Kulchem means that there's like a muted Kedushas Eretz Yisrael itself. Meaning, normally, yeah, the Rambam is going to count Hilchos Rime as mitzvos, but Bias Kulchem is going to have a bigger impact on the mitzvah Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael itself, because that tells us that there's a lower level of Kedusha. I think that was kind of like a suggestion we were saying yesterday, but it was a little unclear to know. But I think it fits in. And then we mentioned the Kafter B'Perach, who was like a foil to Tosfos, and thought that the Kedusha Ha'aretz and the mitzvos of the Eretz Yisrael were like not really the Iker aspect, whereas Tosfos thought they were, and they created the Kedusha. The Kafter B'Perach thinks, like, no, there is Kedusha, and like the mitzvos are just on the side. Then we had the Tashbates yesterday, who was sort of like a parallel opposite view, because we were talking, when he speaks about Eivor LeYarden, he says, oh, this is a great example of a place that is like, it has Riboy mitzvos, it does have mitzvos Ha'aretz, but it's not a Sheim Eretz Yisrael. And he compares it to Surya, and he says, look, it's going to impact all these different dinim that we spoke about yesterday. And the point is that just because it's the opposite, meaning we've been saying, just because there's no Riboy mitzvos, doesn't mean that there's no Sheim Eretz Yisrael. There could be Sheim Eretz Yisrael without Riboy mitzvos. He's saying the opposite. Just because there is Riboy mitzvos, doesn't mean that it's Sheim Eretz Yisrael. And then the last aspect is, when did these different dinim kick in? If we're going to speak about different levels of Kedusha, or different levels of Eretz Yisrael, so then it could very well be that there's more than one phase to that, right? What's the distinction between the Haftacha of Eretz Yisrael to the Avos, which the Kafter B'Perach thinks created the Kedushas Yisrael, and something like the Kenisa La'aretz, and then the Kivush V'Chiluk, and then the getting kicked out of Eretz Yisrael and then coming back, and then Mashiach. So like, how are those each going to impact all these different dinim? Like, we know, for example, the Gemara Ksuvos, that we've been referenced, says that Le'inyan Chala, we were Chayv and Chala as soon as we came into Eretz Yisrael, but not true Musar Maestros till Kivush V'Chiluk. So we see that there could be different stages to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, but that, I think, really seems to bolster the view, which holds that there is a difference between Sheim Eretz Yisrael and the Karka, the Kedusha Sakarka. And if you hold like Tosfos, that sort of perspective is going to be a little bit of a pircha. Like, wait, isn't it all or nothing? Like, why shouldn't you be chayv in everything as soon as you walk into Eretz Yisrael? And how could different dinim depend on different things? That's like more of a pircha on Tosfos. So I think that, though, is everything we spoke about. And hopefully, I think we're moving on to the next topic. And I asked Rebbe, by the way, thank you, Akiva, for getting me to do that, which aspect we're going to focus on in the next sugya. He said, I asked him, do you want to focus on the Kiyom Shtar aspect? Like, I said, like, basically top Rashi versus bottom Rashi. Like, the top Rashi on the Mishnah says, like, something about, like, Shliach Le'Holacha. But then on the bottom, there's, like, this very cryptic Rashi about, like, Kiyom Shtar. So Rebbe said, like, he first wants to focus on the Shliach Le'Kabbalah, Le'Holacha. But he said it's going to be very hard to separate the topics because they're very connected. So I think try to focus on he said there's a Rambam, I think, about like Shliach Le'Holacha, and then try to like move on to the Tosfos and the Rashi on the Kiyom HaShtar.